Blog Talk Radio.
Dead man walking.
Welcome to The Rock.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last seven goals, and tonight he's gonna try and make it eight.
Hello, radio fans. That's right. Scott Mason here with the Making Hay Radio Network, and we are live from Houston, Texas, as we're bringing you coverage of the Rodeo Houston, a rodeo wrap-up report. And I got to tell you, this was Super Series 4 here tonight as they wrapped up, and this was one of the most exciting events to be at. A really great night here down here at Rodeo Houston. I'm going to tell you right now, my favorite, the Bucking Horses. The Bucking Horses were there tonight, and we saw some great qualified rides, but really, there was a lot of excitement going on down here in Houston. Man, just what a spectacular event it was. I was so blessed to be down here, so glad and excited to be down here and bringing all the some of the highlights here for you fans that are tuned in right now. And wouldn't you know it, you know, I'd call in and get ready to go. We'd go live on air, and the minute we do, the phone starts ringing in. So we've got other callers. I apologize for that. But, hey, we've also got some great interviews here that we're going to talk to some of the contestants with. We're going to share with you guys some of their experiences down here at Rodeo Houston. But let's get right down to it. Let's talk a little bit about the tie-down roping. Of course, that's the first event down here in this new format that they have at Rodeo Houston. And, well, we saw some pretty good runs. You know, it was kind of rough going there to get things started. And, lo and behold, man, it really turned out to be a really great event as we got down into the last three contestants, especially. Jared Hofstadter came out with a 9-2. Blair Burke, who ended up finishing second overall, came out with an 8-8. And they weren't sure if anybody was going to beat him down here this Super Series. But Claire Robinson came out and beat that time with an 8.1, which advanced him in first place going into the semifinals next Wednesday or Thursday. So great to see Claire Robinson come out and make a really good run. Blair Burke ended up finishing second. Then Shank Edwards, who, you know, I got to find out. I was really hoping to get an interview with this guy, but I got to find out how he got his name, Shank. You know, really. He ended up coming out with a 9.5 tonight. He was actually tied for first going into tonight's round, but ended up finishing overall in third. And then Ryan Watkins ended up with a 9.6. Now, Ryan also came in with a little bit of money and put himself in fourth place here. 9.6, not a bad run. It wasn't enough to get him in the money, but, you know, he had a good consistent run, and he ended up coming out okay there at the end. So good for him as well. Going right down to it, man, and that's one thing about Rodeo Houston that I'm sure you guys will see. This, if you guys have not been to FoxSportsSouthwest.com and watched this event unfold, you guys are missing out. You need to go over there and watch it. It's got a different format, and it is fast-paced. I'm telling you, eight contestants in each event, and it is fast. So you better hold on, but Man, when he got down to the bareback riding, he got faster furious because those guys, they had their hands full, every bit of them. And I'll be honest with you, out of the eight guys, you know, there was only, I believe, one on no score, and I believe there was only two in the 70s. The rest of them, all six of them were in the 80s. So you talk about, I mean, just a lights-out, exciting bareback riding event. And Wes Stevenson ended up finishing first, not only in tonight's event, but first overall with an 85.5. Really good to see him come out and ride the way he did. He was leading coming into tonight's round, and then comes out on top with 85.5. And then Clint Canyon, he scored 85 on his horse. He actually had P65 Princess Warrior of Calgary Stampede. So they had Service Championship Rodeo, they had Birch Rodeo Company, they had Calgary Stampede down here, and these horses bucked. Another guy, Tom McFarland, scored a 75. Yeah, it wasn't a big score, wasn't enough to put him in the money tonight, but he had a pretty good lead coming into tonight's round. He was sitting second, ended up finishing third overall, so we'll see him at the semifinals. And then Jared Smith, he ended up with an 80.5 score. He was the first guy out, scored 80.5 points on his, and he ended up finishing fourth overall. So good for those guys. Now, I will tell you, if you guys have not, we do have the photos, a lot of the photos from tonight's round posted on our Facebook page. So make sure you type in, go up to your search bar, if you are not following us already, and like our page, Making 8 Network. And make sure you like the fan page. We've got group pages, but make sure you like that fan page, and you'll get a chance to see the album. So really some great, spectacular photos, and definitely want to send a special thanks out to the Rodeo Houston committee and all the personnel here that have worked so diligently to make this event happen. This is very, very spectacular, as well as their sponsors. I mean, really, you just can't say enough about those. But, you know, while we were out and about, we actually had a chance to catch up with none other than Wes Stevenson, who won the round tonight. He also won the overall, the aggregate. So let's take a listen to the interview here with Wes Stevenson.
Hey guys, I'm down here in the fan zone for Super Series 4 as they wrap things up here tonight. And I'm actually down here with the bareback riding, not just tonight's winner, but the overall winner lead going into the semifinals, Wes Stevenson. Wes, talk to us a little bit about that ride that you had there tonight.
That was a horse, Angel Dust of Birches. Been to the NFR several times. I've had it there at the NFR before. It's kind of fun to get on a bucking horse like that here at Houston with the great fans. It makes it a lot of fun.
Yeah, it sure does. Now, how did you end up making out on the first and second rounds?
I won the first round, placed in the second round, and won again tonight, and won the three-hit average.
Well, good deal. And that's gonna send you into the semifinals. Now, how do you feel about the stock that's down here this week?
The stock's been very good, and we're hoping they even get better. I come here to get on rank bucking horses, and that's what makes it fun.
Now, you're also down here with your daughter. Tell us a little bit about what it's like for you to travel and bring your family down here to Rodeo Houston.
For me, I have a travel trailer, and I bring my family around to rodeos, especially where we can stay in places. This rodeo where we get on several head, it makes it a lot of fun to bring my family. We stay here for about 10 days, hang out, and I'm not away from home when I got my family with me.
That's right. Well, you know, I certainly appreciate the time out, taking the time out here to talk with the fans, and we look forward to seeing you at the semifinals next week.
All right, thank you.
Well, there you have it, Wes Stevenson. You know, a great young cowboy. He actually brought his family down here, and it was really neat to see him up there. He signed an autograph and had his little baby girl on his lap. You know, it was really cute to be able to see that. And really, that's what rodeoing is all about, you know. This is a family sport. Unfortunately, we don't have our family down here in Houston, but I can tell you that they're tuned in and they're listening in, and we're very glad for that. They're supporting us from back home. You know, but when you have a chance to travel with your family, it really is like a vacation to come down here and hang out with your friends and also spend time with your family. So great job for Wes Stevenson. We look to see him next week in the semifinals. Now, you guys will have to stay tuned. to FoxSportsSouthwest.com and watch the semifinals unfold. We'll have a wild card spot on Friday, and then, of course, the championship round on Saturday. So you guys do not want to miss that action. But we got to get in and talk a little bit about the team roping. Team roping was pretty good. You know, I got to say, I wasn't overly excited about the team roping. We had a few no times. These guys were looking to try to make some money to get themselves in contention to make it back to the semifinals. Fortunately, it didn't work out for a few guys, but we did see a 6.0 run, and we did see a 6.8 run. So good job for those guys there in the team roping. But overall, it looks like Calvin Brevik and Travis Woodard are the ones that finished first in the aggregate. And then Blaine, Lena Weaver, and Twister Kane. Now, they came in there with $5,000 between the two of them. They were the ones that ran a 6.0 run tonight. So I was really impressed to see those guys. Kelsey Pershman and Matt Garza finished with 7.9. That put them third overall going into the semifinals. And then Chance Thompson and Chad Williams. Now, they ran a 6.0 as well, but they actually had a they only ripped one heel, so it was a five-second penalty, made them 11 seconds, but it was still enough for these guys to advance, so they moved into the fourth round. But, man, I'm telling you, exciting stuff. I really hope that you fans really had a chance to watch it on FoxSportsWest.com. And if you guys are having trouble finding it, we've actually got the links posted on Making8Rodeo.com. So you guys go right over there, scroll down, you see the Rodeo Houston logo, click on it, you guys can go back. Not only are they live, but you can also go back and watch the archives. So don't miss out on that. Now, getting down to the Saddle Bronc, guys, I got to tell you, the Saddle Bronc horses are just as bad or just as hard as the bareback horses. And you talk about some wild horses. Man, I'm telling you, we have some great pictures that are on our fan page for you fans to go over and take a look at. Hopefully you guys like them. Send us some comments. Tell us what you think about them. They were really exciting here tonight. But I got to say, Cody Wright. Now, this guy, Cody Wright, has been around. You know, he's the older brother of the Wright brothers. They all travel together. This guy knows bucking horses. This guy knows how to ride a bronc, and he can sure enough sit a saddle. Came out tonight, was leading the round. He had $3,300 won coming into the night, so he had the most money already. Came out, scored 89.5 points to win the round tonight, which, of course, put him on top. I mean, we were close to a 90-point ride in the saddle bronc, and I'm telling you, he had M32 Majestic Rocket of Calgary Stampede, and that horse gave him every bit of that 89.5-point ride. So really good to see him. We also saw Chad Foley down here, 85.5. He ended up finishing second overall. Luke Butterfield finished third with 81.5. And then Tate Owens finished 80.5. Tate Owens had 2,500 coming in here and was able to get by and move into the semifinals. Now, I had a chance to catch up with Tate in the fan zone. So let's go ahead and take a listen to Tate's interview.
Hey guys, I'm down here with Saddle Bronc rider Tate Owens. Tate, you scored an 80.5 points tonight. Tell us about your weekend down here at Rodeo Houston.
You know, this weekend's been a pretty good week. It's been a blessing. I had some three good horses drawn and capitalized on the ones that I needed to, and praise God, it got me back to the semifinals.
That's right, sure did. So we're going to get to see you back here again next week. Now, talk to us a little bit about what it's like for a Saddle Bronc rider to come down here and ride in Rodeo Houston.
Oh, it's a whole new experience for me. This is my first time here in Houston, and the fans are great. Saddle Bronc ride, and you just hope to come down here and draw a good horse, and like I said, capitalize where you can and make the best rides possible.
Well, you certainly did that tonight. Looked real well, and ended up finishing overall, I believe, third, which will carry you back into the semifinals. Now, I'm going to ask you, I'm going to kind of pick on you a little bit here. The mustache. What's up with the mustache? Now, I know the fans can't really see it, but we'll have to get a picture of it posted out there. It's looking pretty sharp.
You know, every year the Cowboys have a deal they call Mustache May, and I started growing this mustache last May, and I've had it for about a little over a year now, and I don't know, it's kind of stuck. It's growing on me, as they say.
There you go. Well, you're getting a head start for this May. It's looking pretty sharp. I think a lot of the Cowboys will like it come back.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you.
Well, good. Congratulations, and we look forward to seeing you there in the semifinals next week.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right, guys, that was Tate Evans. Now, that was his first appearance down here at Rodeo Houston. And I got to tell you, this guy was on fire. He really was looking real good coming into it. He was able to win some money and end up making it back to the semifinals. So we'll have a chance to see him next week. Now, if you guys have not, you guys can go back, go to our Facebook page. I know we did the interview, and you guys were like, hey, what's this mustache really look like? We do have a picture of him with his mustache, so you guys will have to check that out on the Make It 8 Network fan page. So make sure you guys get over there and do that. We're going to take a short break here, guys. When we come back, we're going to talk more Rodeo Houston as we wrap up the BP Super Series 4 from right down here. So you guys make sure to stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, it's rodeo announcer Brett Weldon talking about technology and rodeo. You know, lots of things have changed over the years since this sport first began. One thing we want to talk about is our friends at RodeoGenius.com. It's the virtual online rodeo secretary for event producers and classifieds for all things rodeo. Fast, easy, and hassle-free. For more information, check them out at RodeoGenius.com.
Howdy folks, Scott here with the Makin' 8 Rodeo Network, inviting you to come down to Makin8Rodeo.com. For all of your bull riding and rodeo information, come check us out and get a grip. We've got weekly radio shows, live internet video streaming, and much, much more. Also home of Bucky the Bull. So don't miss out on an opportunity to sit back with other fans like yourself. Come check us out at Makin8Rodeo.com. Get a grip.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Rodeo Wrap-Up Report as we closed out BP Super Series 4 here from Rodeo Houston. And, man, I got to tell you, this was definitely one of the best Super Series I've seen thus far down here in Houston. So, I got to say, we had a lot of exciting events. We got to run into a lot of great guys down here and gal that are down here competing in the Super Series. And, you know, this format that Rodeo Houston has designed, I think it's really challenging, but yeah, at the same time, it's very fan-friendly, allows you fans the opportunity to really interact with the contestants that are coming down here for the Super Series. So you guys really ought to take a look at Rodeo Houston and try to get down there. If you've never seen it, Reliant Stadium is really a great stadium, and I certainly would recommend having the experience for yourself. The introductions, which is something that you don't get to see on FoxSportsSouthwest.com, was something, I mean, it sent chills through me. And we were able to post some pictures there. The grand entry was great. A lot of exciting things going on there. But going back to the action here in the steer wrestling, now I got to say, we actually ended up stepping out a little bit, missed a little bit of steer wrestling. One of the guys that we did have a chance to catch up with, Gabe Ledoux, now Gabe really had a rough weekend down here, ended up not making it to the semifinals. But Gabe, we've seen at the NFR, this guy's been down here a number of years, so we had a chance to catch up with him. Let's take a listen to that interview with Gabe Ledoux.
Hey, guys, I'm up here in the fan zone here as we wrap up Super Series 4. I'm actually down here with a steer wrestler and Gabe Ledoux. Gabe, you've had a rough couple rounds down here, but talk to us about what it's like to be down here in Rodeo Houston and competing.
Oh, it's one of the places everybody wants to go. The atmosphere, it's all about rodeo, and didn't have very good luck here this year, so maybe next time.
That's right. Yeah, it's kind of what you can say is, you know, I mean, there's always next year, but, you know, the rodeos, don't give up. I know you'll be out there hitting the road this year. You got plans to head out there, hit some more rodeos here in the next coming weeks?
No, actually, I'm slowing down. I lived out on a ranch in Sonora the last 2 years, and I'm going to stay around there more this year, not rodeo so much. So.
Okay. You going to be around it all this summer? Are we going to see you in any more events?
I'll be in Calgary. I qualified for Calgary from last year to NFR, so I'll definitely be in Calgary.
All right, good deal, man. Well, what are some things that maybe you can talk to the fans and tell us what you like to do outside of the rodeos?
Oh, I like to hunt and fish and be outside.
There you go, man. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking time out to talk with the fans. I know it was a rough week, but hopefully we'll see you back here again.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, guys. That was Gabe Ledoux, steer wrestler. And I've got to tell you, he took a hard fall tonight. He really extended himself trying to reach out and grab that steer. ended up bouncing off the ground. And, you know, it's got to hurt those guys. I don't care. You know, they call it the big man sport, but really, you know, I would not want to be in Gabe's shoes. I don't care how big you are. It hurts when you hit the ground. And Gabe had a rough weekend, but, you know, I think we'll see him down the road. So it's really good to run into him. Now, we've got to get into at least two of my favorite events of rodeo, one of them being the barrel racing. I love watching these girls come out, fast horses, pretty girls, flashy shirts, and I'm telling you, those horses are just smoking it in this quarterly pattern that they run. Really exciting to watch that. Now, we've seen quite a few of the girls that were in this fourth Super Series at the regular national finals, and we actually had an opportunity to catch up with a couple of them. One of them being Brenda Mays. So you guys stay tuned. Take a listen to Brenda Mays as we were able to catch up with her in the fan zone.
Hey, guys, I'm up here in the fan zone wrapping up Super Series 4, and I'm up here with barrel racing. Well, she's one of the superstars, Brenda Mays. Brenda, how did you make out this weekend?
You know, I'm riding a young horse, my good horse. He's kind of got hurt for until April, and, you know, I made it into the semi, so I'm pretty excited for her. She's done well. We didn't start off, the greatest the first two rounds, but she came up for me today.
That's good. So tell us a little bit about what it's like for you to experience coming down here to Rodeo Houston and competing.
You know, coming here, the crowd is always really good. The people here are great. The committee is really great. I love coming. I love coming to Houston. It's fun. It's a fun trip for me.
Well, good. How would you compare the atmosphere here to, say, something like the NFR?
You know, the NFR is just a little bit different. It's so electric there, but this one is right up there. Not quite with the NFR, but it's good. It's a good one.
Well, that's good. Well, congratulations on advancing to the semifinals. We look forward to seeing you back here next week. Now, are you riding the same horse?
Yep. Yes, I'll be riding the same one I rode here. So she's doing good, and I just hope to continue.
Well, good. Good luck to you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, that was barrel racing superstar Brenda Mays, and we've seen a lot of her. We've been able to talk about her, you know, you hear her name quite a bit when it comes to barrel racing. She's been around the NFR a number of times, so really good to see her. She was able to advance to semifinals, so we look forward to seeing her again next week as well. Now, if you guys have been following along with Making It Radio Network for any period of time at all, you know that I'm a fan of this next young cowgirl. She is one of my favorites, and we're talking about the world champion barrel racer, Miss Lindsay Sears. So we had an opportunity to catch up with her in the fan zone. So let's take a listen to me stumble over myself as I'm talking with one of my all-time favorites, Miss Lindsay Sears.
All right, guys, I'm up here in the fan zone wrapping up Super Series 4, and I'm up here with barrel racer Lindsay Sears. So, Lindsay, talk to us about your weekend down here in Rodeo Houston.
You know, I had a really good week, and my horse worked good all three rounds, and at the end of the day, you know, I just got lucky. You know, this sport, when hundredths of a second determine, you know, first through fourth place, if you get a check, you're very lucky. So I've had a good week.
Now let's talk about your horse. Did you bring Martha down here for this week?
You know, Martha's here, but I'm actually not riding her. I'm riding my backup horse, Mo, this week. I just made a decision that, you know, we weren't going to probably ride Martha until the finals, if I did make the finals. And, you know, it's his job to kind of do the dirty work for her and set her up for the semifinals and the finals next week. And we're just trying to take care of her and make as few runs on her as possible. And, you know, he did a great job. I couldn't ask for anything more from him tonight.
Well, excellent. Now, are you going to be in the shootout tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah, actually, I forgot about that. Yeah, I am tomorrow afternoon.
Thought you had a day off, didn't you?
I was going to go home. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, I'm in the shootout tomorrow. So
well, good luck there, and we look forward to seeing you back here in the semifinals.
Thank you very much.
All right, guys. What a great young girl. You know, what a great young world champion barrel racer. This girl really knows how to compose herself. She's got a great horse. Now, you know, that was really impressive, too, to see her running her backup horse down here and be so strong. But I'll tell you, you know, we look forward to seeing her and Martha, you know, possibly her backup horse there next week. Now, she will be here tomorrow again for the Super Shootout, so you fans can stay tuned to that as we wrap up tomorrow's interviews as well. Hopefully we'll have a chance to catch back up with her again before the weekend's over. going down to the bull riding. Now, obviously, you know, guys, this is one of my all-time favorites as well. The bull riding, you know, I think it's everybody's favorite. But some of the key things to bring out, Dustin Elliott, you know, only had $800 coming in here to today, tonight's round. So we knew he had to make some money in order to qualify for the semifinals, was able to do that. So we look forward to seeing him advance. Trey Benton is also another name that you guys may be familiar with. We've heard a lot about him here throughout the years. Trey is also one that has advanced. The real big news was Roz England. Now, Now, Roz is actually an Australian cowboy. He was riding in the saddle bronc as well. Now, he bucked off earlier in the night on a saddle bronc horse, came out. He was leading, actually, he was tied for first with Teeny Olney, and he ended up advancing to the semifinals. But Roz is really new. You know, he had to make a good ride, and he did just that on 231 Cowgirl Tough from Hearst Rodeo Company. That was impressive. Scored 87 points, and I mean, that was a great, great run. So, guys, I've got to tell you, if you have missed any of the BP Super Series 4 from Rodeo Houston down here, you can go to foxsportssouthwest.com, check out the archives. You can go back and watch it again, but I will tell you that you are truly missing out unless you are here in Reliant Stadium to watch any of these fantastic performances. This is really exciting. I got to tell you, I've been really pleased with how they have run this this event with these contestants and made things so fan-friendly. You know, you go up there on the concourse and they're everywhere. You can run into these guys and get pictures and autographs, and, you know, it really is. It's a lot of fun. They got kids they've got the kids calf scramble. They've got the chuck wagon races. Just lots of exciting things going on down here at Rodeo Houston. So if you guys have missed out, you really are missing out. And hopefully you'll have a chance to experience this firsthand, because really this is an event all on its own. And, you know, the format that they have here, narrowing things down, moving into these semifinals, you know, it's kind of an elimination deal. They start off with 8. They're down to 4 per Super Series. They'll have 2 semifinal rounds. They'll also bring back the remainder that didn't qualify for the finals for another, I believe, 2 spots that they'll be bringing in. So they'll have a wild card slot on Friday, and then, of course, the final round will be next Saturday. So lots of exciting things. But, fans, I'm telling you, the Super Shootout is tomorrow. It starts at 3:45 Central Time. We hope to be down here and then back out here into the Making 8 studio so we can bring you the rodeo wrap-up report shortly thereafter. We'll also have pictures on our fan page, so if you fans that are tuning in have not had a chance, go over and like the Making 8 Network fan page. We will be posting pictures there. I know I'm getting a lot of friends requests on my personal page. Unfortunately, we cannot add any more. We are maxed out on our personal page, guys. So go over, like our Making 8 Network fan page, and follow along with the photos that are coming in, the interviews that we're bringing in, a lot of exciting things. So I can say I hope you guys enjoyed these interviews just as much as I have. I know we have some technical difficulties here in these first couple. I believe we were able to get them worked out, and we're going to have a whole lot of fun down here in Texas. You know, it's going to be another couple of weeks before I make it back home to Oklahoma, and we're enjoying every bit of it. And that's another thing. You know, your fans talk about the weather being so cold where you're at. I was in a short sleeve shirt today, just enjoying the nice fresh air. You got to love Houston, Texas. So, fans, hopefully you guys continue to keep tuning in. We will be back here tomorrow. I don't want to set an exact time when we'll be broadcasting, but if you stay tuned to Making 8 Network, you'll see the links posted. You can follow us on Twitter as well, at Making 8. So make sure you guys do that. We'll be sending out those links, and you guys can follow along. We'll have more pictures posted after the event. But go to Making 8 Radio Network, scroll down, you can see the link there to foxsportshouston.com or foxsportswest.com, and, you know, check out the links there. I'm telling you, you'll enjoy it. This is a great rodeo performance, and it is very fast-paced. So, you know, some of you fans may, you know, be sitting home and say, oh, but rodeo's lost so long. I'll tell you, now here in Houston, it is action-packed nonstop. So you guys don't want to get up and, you know, go get yourself something to drink, because you're liable to miss an entire event actually like we did tonight. So you don't want to miss out on that, guys. Make sure you guys continue to stay tuned. Appreciate all you guys tuning in here tonight. Make sure you guys have a great night. Enjoy your weekend right here, and stay tuned to MakingEightRodeo.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Mike and Eight. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on.
Get in touch with God.
Turn your radio on.